This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Leroy, can I get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
There's a little rumbling in the jungle. The breeze has picked up. It's getting a little cloudy. You're going to see this off and on for the next couple of days because, as they would tell you on TV, feeder bands. Not hurricane, feeder bands. Going to be some rain and some wind. I don't know how far out from the eye is the tornadic activity, but you might be on alert for one. Right now, it is breezy. I would say 20, 25 miles an hour. It's right around 90 degrees, maybe a little bit less. And the winds are coming out of the south, southeast.
How do you do, Marcos?
Horrible. Completely off on everything. No, the winds are indeed coming out of the southeast east, like you mentioned, 15 miles per hour. Listed at 88 degrees right now with isolated thunderstorms, as you can imagine. What's even scarier is when I open up the weather page, it's usually nice and blue. Everything is red. It says tropical storm warning.
Yeah, tropical storm warning all over South Florida.
So where is it? Yeah. Where is it now?
I think right now it's like in the Gulf, and they're expecting it to, it's going to hit like the panhandle is like where it's supposed to hit landfall, but it's going to affect the entire West Coast.
Yeah. Well, West Coast of Florida, of course.
West Coast of Florida. Yeah. Like, no, it's going to California, dude. What do you think?
That's not my fault. You know, we got listeners everywhere.
You think like somebody in Germany's like, it's going to hit on the West Coast.
Like, don't even get me started on West Virginia. Like, what are we even doing with that thing?
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
Oh, here we go.
Did they leave at one point?
They should leave.
Never. What about the Dakotas? Did they just fight? And then it was like, we're getting out of here. Enough of you guys. Now,
I wish we could do that with Florida sometimes. But, you know. You know what else doesn't make sense? University of South Florida. How dare they take that title? Making me drive up 4 hours to Tampa just to deal with your stupid team and call it University of South Florida. Get out of here. Disgusting.
Big storm, though.
Don't even get me started on
it. It is pretty big because the eye is what? 200, 300 miles away?
Crazy. Yeah, it looks like.
You know, hey, in the words of Marcos, you know what this storm has? Wingspan.
Does have wingspan. The Seer Little of storms.
Mobile.
I just got a notification for Flood Watch.
It says like Thursday night is like when it's going to like hit to Florida, but it's gonna be, we're gonna start feeling it like tonight.
When you say Thursday hitting Florida, you mean like the panhandle?
Yeah. Like, okay. Going and hitting, like going over land, like, because it's hitting when land. It's over the water, it could keep just picking up steam, it could curve, but it's such a big storm, like size wise the bands are so big that's why we're all kind of in the warning zone of it.
Do you think this affects Friday's matchup against Virginia Tech?
Well, look, either way, Virginia Tech's getting an ass kicking from a hurricane.
Ooh, that's what's happening, dude.
That's what I'm that's talking about, baby. That's what's happening.
Juicy.
That was good.
You're going to see weather delays.
Yeah.
And then Hurricane Cam's coming for you.
Turnover chain. Sorry.
Man, what a time to be alive. ACC.
In the palm of our hands.
Game by game, though. Game by game. We're not going to say it. Where are we?
We're still seven. They still got us at seven.
Yeah.
No, disrespectful. Disrespectful.
Oh, there's going to be disrespect. We're going to be elephant trunking all over them, dude.
Yeah, Louisville. Okay.
Mark doesn't like it when you do that.
Oh, why?
It just makes it less cool. Like it's just,
no, it's that's how he does them.
That was a different sound than the first time.
That's true.
So the sound changes every time. That's a problem. And I hope they're not doing that sound. What is that even? That is not.
Okay, all right, dude. That just sounds weaker and weaker each time.
It sounds like a foreign ghost is trying to haunt me out of my home. It's just very
foreign. It is almost October.
But I do need to know, like, what is this? This action here? I need more wave.
Didn't you grow up near a zoo?
They have new lemurs at the Palm Beach Zoo. I found out this morning.
Love lemurs.
How'd you absolutely find that rope?
I was watching the local news.
Thought you had some updates.
He's got an inside guy at the zoo.
He has an inside.
They look just like the lemur that was that our boy Todd brought to us, except these were not red ruffed; they were white ruffed.
Ah,
intangible lemurs.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I like. I was raised by a lemur. Zabumafu. You guys ever watch that show? Probably not. You're old.
Nope.
J Fig.
What? Sorry. What?
Zabumafu.
Say it again.
Right. What?
You made that up.
No way.
The what?
Okay, I'm not alone on this. The chat, I'm sure, is going to come to my rescue very, very soon. Zabumafu. You guys didn't watch Zabumafu? That is, it just kind of makes me sad for you.
Zabumafu? What?
Leroy, you were probably like 35 when Zabumafu was out, so there should be no reason for you to watch it personally. Tobin, I'm actually not sure how old you really are because I don't know anything about the reality Tobin of your childhood. I'm not sure.
I mean, Tobin has been everywhere from on a farm to building furniture.
Yep.
Right?
He's like the Joker.
Let's not even talk about what he did his years in college.
It's crazy. It's almost like you guys think you have to stay in the same place every year of your life.
Yeah. Look, you can try to hide your backstory more, Joker. We're not going to find it. We've already
got it. By the way, did you guys start watching The Penguin?
No, you didn't know that you started.
You know what I've been watching? Agatha All Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what.
That's no Zabumafu.
Yeah, let me tell you what. Whoa. Can I just tell you why? He looks scared. Can I just tell you why I appreciate Netflix? Because Netflix releases a series and you watch as much as you want.
Yeah, that's right? True.
Disney does one a week. I ain't down with that.
How's it paying? Is it paying in? Oh, it's an HBO thing, so it's one a week. That sucks.
Jukebox says, guys, it means you stink to whom it's pointed at. Yeah, but you're pointing an elephant trunk, right?
Yeah. First of all, it's a bad elephant again. And sometimes you're pointing at the audience. You know, sometimes they're like looking at.
Yeah, but we're all just having fun. Like we're basking in their stink. You know, that's what they do.
I think we're doing it wrong, too.
Stink wave.
Stink wave. We're basking in their stink. Like, guys, I got a great celebration we should all do. Well, let's bask in their stink. Yeah, it can't be that, man. It's some sort of cool meaning that we're not cool enough to know.
Nah, I think Jukebox knows it.
Words.
I was raised on anime?
I can't trust him. I was raised on anime. Look, you think you want me to trust this guy? Dragon Ball Z?
Is it from anime?
He did not watch
it. It can't be from anime.
It's called.
How could it not be from anime?
Because anime people don't play football. That's why Jamal Williams.
That's not true, dude. That's not true.
There's one guy who does it, and
Stylebender. A lot of kids like anime.
I know, but they doesn't carry over to sports.
That's not true, dude.
There's two
that changed.
There's Jamal Williams and there's Stylebender. Those are the only two people. And why?
Okay, so one of the greatest fighters of all time can watch anime, but Cam Ward can't watch anime?
It's just like that's everyone's doing it because of anime. Is that really? Anime was all over the Olympics. Because the Olympics, they don't play real sports. You're just proving my point here, dude.
Stolen McGrib says, Wilkins celebrate with the Kamehameha. I believe his was Morphin time. Not to get too nerdy on you, Stolen McGrib.
He
was a Power Ranger.
Power Rangers, normal.
Morphin time.
You know who likes Power Rangers? Athletes. What? Anime and athletes, just, I'm telling you.
You guys are trying anime and you're upsetting the chat.
Okay. I don't have any problem with anime. I'm not upsetting the chat. Marcos, who's so cool.
I mean, adults watching cartoons. The stand-up
comedian.
I'm just saying, dude. Like, oh, we get it. Pow, pow, pum, pum. The hero's going to win. Like, let's grow up, can we, please?
Pew, pew.
I was thinking that. Like, look, Schmeathen said it better. Schmeathen said it.
Schmeathen hates everything.
If I align with Schmeathen, I know it may be down a dark path.
You can't use Schmeathen Schmolnick as an ally. That's like making
really Schmeathen Schmolnick the most negative person on planet Earth.
All right, not necessarily who I want to align myself with, but the fact of the matter is. It is not inspired by anime. Your elephant sound sucks. And I don't want to believe it's just this guy stinks.
Why? It's great.
There has to be more. Mel, I can't.
What if he did? So what do you want Cam Ward to do this? Like do the waft in front of his nose?
Yes, points. I want him to point like that.
That's kind of what he's doing, though.
Okay, I'm not going to
do with an elephant trunk. So if an elephant was doing this.
Yeah.
Because the elephant trunk is almost like another arm.
Yeah. So you're covering your mouth and your trunk.
Yeah. But the trunk is in the mouth. The trunk is its nostrils, dummy.
Yeah, I know, but like so you're covering your mouth, but he covers his mouth though, don't they, right?
What tell you what you don't. He's covering his nose because you stink.
You stink, oh my dude. It's not rocket science.
But his nose is here if he's an elephant, then he needs to do this.
He's not an elephant.
He's an elephant. No, he is an elephant.
That's what I'm saying. If he's an elephant and he's covered.
Do that one more time. Do it one more time.
This is the
new look. Done.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Too cute with the elephant. Right?
Okay. That's why I don't think it's an elephant.
I think it is an elephant. Tangibles.
All right. Well, it's an elephant then. How about that?
You know what they say about elephants?
What's that?
They never forget.
That's true.
Anyway, you know what you don't want to forget in the bedroom?
What's that?
Your Blue Chew.
Oh!
That's right, dude. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form. And at a fraction of the cost. Tell you what, you do not want to stink. You don't want that smell on you with a bad performance in the bedroom. All right, people. So get that Blue Chew for you. You could chew it and do it. They even got mint flavor. So if you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or you're single, you're trying to impress someone new, Blue Chew is for you. I got a great deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
Use the promo code SHOWPONY. You're paying just $5 at checkout for shipping, but you are going to get your first month of Blue Chew for free by just using the promo code
SHOWPONY.
So get on to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. Get your first month free for free. That's BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com. Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Whoops.
What?
I was trying to transfer my phone, and I think I transferred myself to no phone.
Didn't you say you almost did that before the show today, and now you did it? Why are you multitasking with technology, dude?
Also, why didn't you just do it at the store or something with help?
They charge you.
They charge you?
Yeah, I do everything online. They just send you the phone, and usually all you got to do is, but I decided
instead of just going from phone to phone, doing it from the iCloud, since, well, I got iCloud, I might as well use it, but it takes longer. So I got no phone right now.
I'm not a fan of iCloud.
I'm on top of it. Don't worry.
Did you just dismiss iCloud?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
Here.
You've done me wrong for many years.
Do you have a lot of storage on your phone?
I have the most storage.
But if you have iCloud, you don't need it.
That's what I mean. Like, I thought you were asking about iCloud. That's how much storage I have.
If you have iCloud, you don't need a lot of storage on your phone.
Yeah.
Because everything goes there, and you can save money by getting the little 128 instead of thinking you got to get 1 gig on your phone.
We're on the same page.
Yeah.
We're on the same page. By the way, is Kawhi Leonard got another procedure on his knee?
Oh, I thought you were getting ready to say he got an extension.
No, oh, no, no. He got an extension. That's kind of like what got Paul George out of there, is because Kawhi got an extension and he didn't like what they were offering for an extension. That's why he's in Philly. But no, he got another extension, and they're saying he's going to spend the start of camp strengthening his knee. And the damage might be done there, dude. I mean, I don't know what.
Last time I checked,
damage is done.
Nobody ever came to me and said, you got the strongest bones I've ever seen. Right? What you do, lift?
What, I mean, like, what is fun guy going to do? Like, his knee has been his knee for what it's been. You know, we all knew this. It's unfortunate because he's awesome. But I saw that yesterday. I was like, oh, no. Come on, Kawhi. Because he's good. Oh.
When he plays.
Too good. When he plays, he's good. Yeah. But I mean, strengthen your knee. Oh my God!
End of an era, though. I think it's
end of an era. You're ending it
for him? No, not. I'm just saying, like, he doesn't instill the same fear he once did for me. Even if he's healthy, whatever his version of healthy is nowadays, I'm more scared of Anthony Edwards than I am of Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Anthony Edwards is 22, and he's got the young bones.
Yeah,
he's good. It's good. He is good.
Future Heat lifer, according to you, I think.
Yeah. Oh, it'll happen. The inroads have begun. The inroads have begun. The seeds have been planted at Team USA.
Hmm.
But for now, it's scary Terry time, baby. Scary mother bleeping. Cleared for 5-on-5, by the way. He's good to go.
Nice.
I mean, for some people that was wondering if he was going to come back at the end of a series, and he just got cleared for 5-on-5, maybe it was a little more something than a boo-boo.
Well, didn't he say initially, like, it happened from sleeping bad? So, I don't know.
That you're out for months?
Yeah. Well, because initially they didn't know how bad it was. He had to get it looked at again. He got it looked at multiple times. He goes, I don't know. It's not going away. Mm. And then all of a sudden they figured, hey, neck brace.
That's going to be our first opportunity. Not necessarily sure if he's going to be available, but first media day with Scary Terry. You guys excited for that?
Yes. Especially since he's boxing.
Oh, I didn't know he was boxing.
Oh, he's boxing. Well, he didn't.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Dude, I think he found other cardio means because the running wasn't good for the neck.
That is right.
Yes. Which is why I don't run. You know, I'm trying to protect the neck.
The neck, yeah, for sure.
That's why you don't run. Yeah, that's my big concern.
I mean, I would venture and take it one step further and said maybe the strain on your neck has to do with that you got up front.
Hmm.
No. That.
Hey, that was like,
what a delight. I am excited about Scary Terry.
I'm just glad that snake ain't on me.
Patrick Beverly says he's the X Factor this year.
Oh, he's talking about Scary Terry.
Patrick, what team does he play for?
He's overseas.
He plays in Israel.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverly does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He says he's the LeBron James of the Israel Basketball League.
I mean, impossible.
Mm-hmm. What? Both black? Because that's about it.
He says he's a star over there. Like, he can't even, he's getting mobbed in the streets and stuff.
Oh.
Which I'm like,
really?
Oh,
okay. Really?
Patrick Beverly, really? Huh?
Do you think he steals people?
That's not what that means, dude. What is wrong with him?
He doesn't take the people's cameras from the officials in the Israeli league and be like, hey, you see?
Yes.
Like, all-time move. It was really great.
That's good. We're going to miss those characters in the NBA, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Fun times.
I saw yesterday on Hassan Whiteside. I didn't have time to sit and see what it was, but Hassan Whiteside had manatees on his Instagram story yesterday, and I just imagine he's just voiceovering, like he was back with the day with the fish.
Well, what a life Hassan Whiteside lives.
Yep.
Is he still working out? I know you had mentioned he came back for something with the Heat. I don't know, it was more than just that podcast, but is he working with the Heat? Is he working with Khalil?
Is he working with the Heat?
Yeah, because I feel like he can give some tips to our boy Khalil. That'd be nice.
I don't think he's working with the Heat, but I did see the Heat recently sent him one of those jerseys, and I think that's kind of like the first time the Heat have done anything for Hassan since giving him $100 million.
And sent him like being Hassan.
They see what I see then. They're like, maybe this guy can do something. Because Zoe, of course, Zoe's always going to be there. Yeah, for sure.
You want him to get a sit-down lunch with Hassan.
You see it.
Instead of Zoe.
Can I just say this? Game.
No one's done it with blocks.
If he sat down and said, hey, Zoe,
yeah,
want you to have a sit-down and teach Hassan Whiteside the ropes, he's leaving.
Like, no, even I'm saying as opposed to, because, you know, look, he said he's a fun guy. He says that he has a sense of humor. But we know Alonzo Mourning. I mean, gym, tough, lift weights. Yeah, we get it. You know?
Yep.
Khalil Ware has an orange kitty.
I think he's already had lunch with Alonzo, too, right?
Yeah, and you know, relationship didn't stick. I can already tell. People.
What do you mean it didn't stick?
People have been talking. Yeah,
what do you mean people have been talking?
So you start to reel in Hassan Whiteside also a bit.
Making Hassan Whiteside like he's the fun uncle.
Yeah, you know, like, oh,
like Hassan. If there's a Heat barbecue, they have a table, but at the table's all the rascals, and it's Birdman, it's Hassan Whiteside, yeah, it's Deion Waiters, it's Michael Beasley.
For sure.
White chocolate.
You get it. You get what I'm saying, dude. You understand. There's a little bit of a different personality that maybe aligns better with this new, young, potential starting center. Because he can do it with the blocks. They're both tall. They're both.
You don't think Alonzo Mourning did it with blocks?
Yeah, but blocks and toughness.
Did you not see one of the greatest performances we've ever seen in the finals?
Yes.
The man was possessed.
He was.
He literally looked like he had a basketball demon shaking out of him against the Mavericks.
That was interesting. On the ground, just gyrating. It was great. But, okay, I'm not going to downplay Zoe's defensive prowess, but I'm just saying maybe he's a little rough around the edges, doesn't have the patience for a young Khalil Ware, and you know who does? A not busy Hassan Whiteside.
This is so different from my Goran Dragic mentor Nikola Jovic.
it's almost the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's not the same
thing.
Yeah,
it's not the same thing at all. What, you and me, dude. Samesies.
I don't think we are samesies, dude. I'm not against Hassan Whiteside.
Hold that against you.
I'm not against Hassan Whiteside, you know, hanging for a little bit.
Hanging? I mean, what else?
But I don't mean a mentorship?
The guy's got an orange cat. You know he's a little different.
Why can't he just have a nice cat?
Zoe wouldn't like that. Zoe's like, this guy's got a little kitty.
You don't think Zoe is a cat guy?
No way, dude. No way. You think Zach Seeler's tough? Zoe. tough, but rich. Doesn't live in the woods. Not crazy.
We'll take a break. More shenanigans on the other side. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, the Deftones North American Tour is coming to the Amerant Bank Arena in March. J-Fig is giving away her tickets. J-Fig, what number caller is going to win the tickets today?
Number four.
Caller four right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller four is going to win a pair of tickets to see the Deftones North American Tour coming to Amerant Bank Arena in March. What was that sly slide over there, frog boy?
I think I may have heard a little phlegmy J Fig just now.
Oh!
I don't know what you're talking about.
He had a frog in your throat.
We'll find out in the
I don't know what you're talking about.
Add it to the montage, dude. Have you figured out your phone, Leroy? It looks like it's been bothering you.
This is what I have.
Someone that can help you.
That's good.
Boy, you need to put that. Is that in your Wi-Fi?
Please put it down. Yeah.
This is waiting.
That's going to take a while, dude.
It said 25 minutes, but I should have just did phone to phone.
That sound you just made, that was Mike McDaniel after they couldn't score after the Zach Sealer interception. He goes,
Now, don't both these phones look the same size?
If I'm eyeballing it, one looks a little longer.
Yeah. No, they look the same.
This one's a little bit thinner, but they're the same size. I was trying to use my same protector.
Is there anything different from this phone than the 12? Because I have the 12.
Waiting.
What do you know? Apple made the same phone again. What a shocker, guys. Everyone.
Hey, look at me.
You got a phone and open your phone.
Hey, look at me. I'm Frog Boy. I have a phone that ruins everybody's
chat. Not anymore, dude. Not anymore.
I don't know.
You saw today's evidence.
Look at me. I'm going back to the days of 2006.
So did you have to go? Did you have to ask Liz? Look, my phone's ready. Please let me in the chat.
No, I still gotta, hopefully they don't know. I'm telling you, it's good defense. I don't want to.
Was it in your vows that you should drop Android?
Okay.
Because it should have been.
She complained too. She says, yeah, I have to do separate group texts with him because everybody else has Apple.
If anybody here could speak up about why these two should not be wed, say it now or forever hold your peace.
Android!
Has an Android!
Sucks!
All right.
Not compatible.
Yeah, I gotta get the winner, guys. I gotta get the winner now. Sorry, I can't take this abuse.
Don't forget, apologize. It's number four.
Yeah,
four.
Number four. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have dots. It's showing the dots now.
It's still green.
It's
we know.
Green. Yep. It's still green.
It shows the dots.
He's saying it. He claims that he can see dots now. He's so enthralled.
I don't claim that. I can totally see it.
There's
now.
No way you can see dots.
He's saying he sees dots now. He's like, okay. You know what?
I'm going to send you a text.
Find out right now, huh?
I'm going to send you a text.
You can see the dots. Can we see the dots when JFig texts all of us? Or is it just you seeing the dots?
I don't know, man.
It has to be separate. It cannot be during a group text.
JFig, you typing right now?
No.
Type something.
On the group?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Okay.
You got the frog? You got it up, Frog Boy?
No, you don't. Okay, it doesn't work in the group. Does it work in the group?
Typing.
What do you mean it doesn't work in the group?
No, that's not how it works in the group.
It never does.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
You don't even know how to use phones.
You guys are ridiculous. So you're ridiculous. So you're telling me your stupid little update doesn't even work for group chats? That's the whole point. That's what you're ruining.
It doesn't work for group chats. That's unacceptable, dude. You're making rules up. Okay, hold on. Wait, though, JFig, you don't have the update.
Who doesn't have the update?
Yeah, poor. Look, let me just.
Oh, so now we need to update for your phone.
Poor.
How convenient.
Leroy, someone with a new phone. Let me see if I can talk to them real quick.
Do you see my bubbles?
No, I don't see your bubbles.
Yeah, he doesn't see bubbles. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because he's a liar.
Okay, you know what? I don't need to see your stupid little bubbles. This is what we got down to. I finally fixed the Android crisis in regards to sending videos.
fixed it all by yourself.
You haven't fixed anything.
I hacked into the system. I sent you proof earlier, and now we're talking about bubbles on, is he texting right now? He's looking at my message.
But you're the one that mentioned it.
You were so happy that you saw it.
Yeah, but now it's just like, I can't prove it to you because none of you, what do you have, an iPhone 13? And J-Fig, she still has a...
I think I have a 14.
Sidekick.
Wow, chill, okay? I don't change my phone every year because there's no reason to do that. And I hate the whole process, which he is proving quite...
Yeah, sure. He's still in waiting mode.
Your phone looks... Leroy is like staring at his phone like he thinks it's going to be done the show's over.
What are you talking about?
You're not here. You haven't been here for the... You haven't been here for the last 20 minutes.
I'm back, baby. All done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Does it do anything different than the other iPhones?
I'm headed for two.
I want you to look right now. Yeah. How's the camera quality? To
see. I'm texting you, Leroy. Tell me if you see my bubble.
Do you see any bubbles?
Bubbles.
Like, what if I know they have a cool feature now for your widgets.
Oh, look.
Widgets I know.
I got two check marks. What's
the
widget?
Okay. The stuff on your screen.
Two check marks next to it. I can tell when he's read the message now.
Great.
I haven't gotten it. Oh, no. It still comes to the other phone.
Okay. No.
No. Sounds like you haven't fixed your phone.
Bubbled. I got it. Bubbled.
We ain't back.
Yes.
So crazy.
No, I got to erase the other phone now, right?
I don't know, dude.
You know what? Leroy. Don't do that. Don't do that just yet.
Holy right. Imagine. Just go to AT&T after this,
don't
dude.
Don't do that.
Imagine doing a show.
And they charge money.
This guy's like,
I don't think they do.
Yes,
they
do. My phone.
For transferring?
yes.
I don't think so, dude.
Yes, you do.
That's like their obligation is to help.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure
they don't give a rat's ass.
To protect and serve.
You know what they transfer? If you switch from somebody else, then they'll happily transfer you because you're a new client.
I don't think that's true, dude. I honestly don't think it is. I'm not steering you.
Every time I walk in the store, they charge me for stuff.
How am I supposed to argue
that? So you didn't do the research. So you don't even know if it's true or not.
You didn't do the research.
Because here's what I did.
You were so confident.
No. Listen. I went to AT&T store, right? I wanted to do my phone. They charged me like the $75 service fee. What? Right? So then I went to do it online. Zero.
You got swindled one time. One time someone burnt my pizza.
If you go into the store, that's how they make their money.
Just realize that AT&T don't make stuff. I'm good.
Right. I'm telling you. I got everything working right now.
Staring it down like Skylar Thompson, staring at receivers that he refuses to throw at.
Oh, wait. Oh, my bus.
You were doing it to the wrong phone.
Yeah.
Jeez. Leroy.
Yeah. So I got it to the new phone. I got it.
Are you not amazed?
Wait.
Honestly, you scared me first because my headphones.
The funniest thing about it is like 5 minutes before that, I should have been more careful. Because 5 minutes before that, Marcos goes, oh, we just gonna let that one slide. we just not gonna even add that one.
This year is gonna get people to reallocate their money because
we're just fine with reallocate. We're just gonna move on from that.
And me and Tobin were so confused. We're like,
don't forget, you got to be committed to the run.
Oh, that was Leroy. Always committed to the run, dude.
There's one thing to be committed to the run. There's another thing to be committed to the run.
That's right. That is right.
You know what the hell I meant.
You know, but sometimes you just have periodical lapses.
Depending on how big the storm is, you're going to get these periodical feeder bands.
My English teacher over here, he's like, this is the comment you've been on. He's saying, no.
No.
It just goes,
no. Depending on how big the storm is, you're going to get these periodical feeder bands.
That's the worst part. Because when all of a sudden you became an English teacher, right?
He was talking about yesterday. Like, he taught you.
He was just like,
So what segment were they making fun of you on Fucking Crowder?
The first segment.
Oh, first one.
Interesting. Yeah. First segment.
Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. I didn't even get past the high school yet.
Oh, man. Everybody be safe out there. Drive safe. It's going to get crazy. You know, trying
to. Stay indoors if you need to.
Yeah.
I've heard the only one of us that's going in is Marcos. Tomorrow.
Essential.
He's very essential.
Yeah. For sure. Super essential.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to shake yesterday off, am I?
What?
I'm never going
to. It was a great show. I had a very good time. I'm glad I went in.
At my expense. But I just, like, we all do things excited and going back and forth. And for some reason, yesterday, Mark was like, nope. We just go like, nope. I think that hurt more than anything. It's just like, he was just calm about it. Oh, we just won't let him get away with that.
He was Radio Depot yesterday. Yeah. Oh, man.
Nope.
We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
Got beat by Geno Effing Smith.
Can I tell you?
I can give you.
And that is why we could be in the position that we're in.
I am your uncle. The storm is out west.
I think the Gulf Coast is going to mess
up. The Gulf Course, yes.
Yeah, they're going to.
We're going to get those. Remember.
Of course.
The best way part about waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Thank you for congratulating me.
Hope you mother have a good day.